All right, welcome back to another episode of Los Hermanitos. It's me, Emery.
And Adam.
And Adam, let's start with a simple basic question today. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Are you feeling great today, Adam?
Yup.
All right, Adam. So, you know, it's like, what, almost like 2 months in school, right? Two,
yep.
Three. And let's do a little quick checkup on grades. How we doing on them?
You know, we did talk about this last time. You know, it's just one class, not doing that great at all.
All right.
At all. The rest of them are good, though.
Okay.
C's and higher.
Okay.
Maybe like two C's, a B and two A's.
That's good. That's not bad. That's good.
And one F.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I didn't get the F up, bro.
Yeah. The F's bring you down a lot, especially GPA. It brings you down by like the whole thing.
I know, and especially how it's English, and that class, English is the one class you cannot fail one semester at all.
Because
you have to pass every single one. Like,
but
math,
English is easy. How do you fail English?
Huh?
How do you fail English?
It's dude, easy. I don't know what he's talking about. They thou shalt.
They thou shalt.
No, it's just a lot of work, and it's just like, I'm like, bro, what am I reading?
Mm.
And even when I do answer them, I get them wrong. I'm like, oh, bro. I don't know what I'm doing.
But yeah, that's not bad, though. Just get that grade up and you'll be cool. You'll be chill.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure if I was to turn in all my work and even maybe get halfway, it'll at least do something.
It should at least bring you away. What grade do you have in English? A B? D, F?
F.
You have an F?
Yeah, I'm telling you, English.
My boy, you're going to need a jog project.
But I do.
Yeah.
I need one.
Man, I'm... I forgot. No,
what about you?
Grades wise, they're all right. Not the best. Like, the first few weeks, bro, they dropped drastically. Drastically, they dropped, bro. Like, when I say they dropped drastically, like, they went from all straight A's to, like, B's, C's, D's, and F's, bro. So, I only have one F, and the only F I have is algebra. And I don't like that, because algebra is, like, it's annoying, it's hard, and it's not easy at all. And I think, like, I need some help. I might have to say after school tutoring or, like, something like that to get my grade up, because I want to actually lock in for this year, because it's junior year, you know, they say it's the hardest year. And yeah, I just really want to make sure I get all my credits, all my grades up, and make sure I don't disappoint my parents either, because you know how parents be sometimes. And yeah, I just really want to get my grades up, make sure I'm on track and not missing anything or missing assignments, do all of them and turn them in pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I'm just trying to make sure I do my missing assignments. I might go to the library with Julio or something like that to like do my work, help him out, help me out, you know, just to do 50-50 and see what we can do. But yeah, I really just want to get my grade up, because it's not the easiest or the best. And yeah, it's not the easiest one. Algebra is definitely not easy. It's not easy to pass at all. And it just,
no,
not easy at all.
This is where I'm going to have to disagree with.
This is where I'm going to
I think, my best grade is 100%, but it's in gym. Like, of course.
Well, that's an easy class.
Pass,
so you're automatically
besides,
you pass if you do
besides
something.
Besides gym, algebra had the highest grade, 93%. So that's an A, y'all.
You have a 93. You have like a 54, bro.
A,
like a 54, bro. And then we got a test coming up, bro. I'm about to fall drastically, bro. That stuff about to fall to a 30%, bro.
Bro, my thing about to go up to 100. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
No.
I doubt that.
Literally, slowly it's dropping down.
What, your algebra?
Yeah, if I miss like one question, it goes down by like 0.01%.
Nah,
I was at 94 like the other day. I'm like down to 93.7. I was like, bro, I'm gonna get a B.
But I feel like as long as we actually do our work, catch up, and do like, you know how they give us the 2 weeks, take that to our advantage and do it, we'll be cool and rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. So Adam, how you been like overall? Forget the school stuff, out of school stuff. Like, how you been mentally and physically? How you been doing? How you been holding up?
Mentally, you know, I'm kind of going through it.
Yeah, school.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Physically, man. Man, oh man.
Physically, what? You feel like you can do better? You can look better? You can.
I could look better. I could do better. I could be better.
Okay.
I could be better.
Okay.
I could be like. No, I'm not going to go there. But yeah, I'm holding up.
You're holding up?
Yeah.
You can hold up to the school year, like the whole school year? Do you think you can do that?
I can.
Yeah.
Like I said, all I need to do is at least get a D in English and then slowly
and
bring
passing.
It up.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do for algebra, but it's
and then
not easy, bro.
The rest, I'm fine with C's. Well, I'm not really too A. Good enough.
Yeah.
B's and A's are like good.
Yeah, but it's cool.
And F.
I'm off to might do tutoring low key just to get that grade up, because it's not looking good it's not even looking good at all, because it's pretty, you know, bad, and it lowers your GPA by a good amount. But yeah, you know, it lowers our GPA and stuff like that. But oh yeah, Adam, so you know we got fall break coming up soon.
Yes,
and, yeah,
fall
you ready
break.
For isn't
the
it 2 weeks, right?
First break of the first of this year.
Yeah, are you ready for the 2 weeks off, right? It's 2 weeks off, right?
Honestly?
Is it two or one?
Two.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna sleep, bro. Are you ready for a fall break? What you gonna do over them fall breaks?
Projects.
Projects. Oh yeah, that's for sure gonna make it to projects. Nah, but what's something you're actually looking forward to doing?
Working out.
Okay, working out.
Hopefully get a job.
Okay, get a job.
Honestly, I'm trying to be more active.
I'm sorry, bro. It's just like, okay. All right, be more active and try to do more stuff for about.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out more, like at least outside.
So you're going to be more active during the whole fall break?
Yeah, and yeah. I'll probably also start going to the gym more.
Okay, you start going to the gym. All right. But that's a good plans. And
you know, maybe I might start, you know, cutting on weight.
I'm sorry, Adam. Stop, bro. Stop. It's just like the faces you're doing, bro. But yeah. No. That's a pretty good, you know, goals to do during the fall break to accomplish. And, you know, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, anything else like you're going to do during fall break? Go out anywhere? Like actually do? Oh, you're going to see family? They're going to come over and like that? No.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I'm going to start doing more, like, because, you know, normally I don't really do much besides, like, you know, say my room. I'm going to start doing more.
You gonna do more?
Yeah, like, right. More than just like, you know, just watching TV and stuff. Let's see. You know, I mean, it's not like, how do I say it? It's not like, I guess, a vacation. You could just say break from school.
Yeah, this is like a 2-week break. Yeah, so like, you know, it's just full of
maintenance. You're not about to ruin my schedule, my sleeping schedule. Too,
and I'll be like, I'm so tired. I'm gonna come back to school, but I didn't get enough sleep. And then my eyes are gonna be tweaking the way.
I'm gonna sleep like a 3-week of like, twelve.
You know how like you'll be waking up out of nowhere, you're like sweating, you're like, I'll be waking up like that.
I'm like, I'm so sweaty, my clothes is all sticky.
And then your eyes are like, just, you can't see for a minute. But yeah, and that's cool for fall break.
What about you? We're not
here
about it.
Fall break? Fall break, I don't know. I'll just see what I'm going to do. I might just go out with family. Probably just go to the field for a bit too as well. Really catch up on that because I need to get ready again for next season as well because like the breaks and school year goes like pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you need to get at least something in for like during the school year for this year. And yeah, I might do that for a bit after school. Like after the season, might do a bit of training. I might go to the gym again. I'm going to start being a bit more active at home now because since the schedule of soccer got me a bit more tired and tight, it's like, I didn't do anything at home. I just went home, took a shower, and went to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot to even eat, bro. Like, every day, I just went straight to sleep. It was nothing I could have done, bro. And we came home late during, like, the late night games, like, 10, 11 sometimes, or even 12. It just, like, depends on where the game was at, how far it was, you know? And, yeah, it was just, like, it was a very tiring game, like, schedule and season. So, yeah, I was just trying to catch up. I'm actually trying to catch up some rest for that, them 2 weeks, but, yeah. That's really all I really want to do for them 2 weeks. Wait, when is fall break, though? Like, when is that? No,
it's somewhere in October.
Oh, October?
Yeah, it's like early October, I think.
Yeah, it's like 5th, 6th. That's what she said. And we're gonna be on, it's going to be on a Friday because there's going to be a parent-teacher conference. And we're not going to go to school that day. I got to get my grades up ASAP, bro. I'm like, brr, boogie, brr, I'm thuggie. And yeah, Adam, so you know we got a new soundboard here. And let's try out some new effects. Yeah. All right, ready? You guys ready to hear this? Yeah. All right.
Boy, you bugging, brr, I'm thuggie. Boy, you bugging us. Okay, we got this one.
Mama llama, red pajama.
What is this one?
Ball, ba, yo. Yo, you sound effect, all right?
Yo, what it do, 619, boom, hot, boom, hot, boom.
Ba, yo, what the heck? Oh, we dug in, but then I'm bugging us, boy.
I didn't got like the bleep of the like someone was like, what the
hey.
alright, Adam, but yeah, so you must not have why you always on bro, you know, but yeah, it was fun. Yeah, that's really all I'm looking for, fall break and 2 weeks off. Mental, physically,
plans or like fall, like let's just say like what, like corn mazes or like pumpkin patches.
I might end up going to like low key a pumpkin patch or something like that. Just like
did anything less.
Me neither. Yeah, I don't think I.
2021. I went to like a little
pumpkin patch. That's what I went to.
I went. I don't know if it was. No, we went to like a little like pondish lakeish thing. We had pumpkins and stuff, and they were like shooting fireworks and stuff. It was nice.
Yeah, it's nice for sure to go, and I'll definitely recommend going to those. You know, because it's fun and you're able to spend time with your family. And yeah, it's really something I didn't think about just now. Like, like you would, like, just said it and brought it up. It's pretty cool to do that. And yeah, like, I think that would be a good idea to do. And yeah, how about you? You think you want to go to one this year or not?
Let's see. Maybe. Depends. Not.
Depends. Yeah. Depends too. Depends how much time you got. Like, cause you know, time goes pretty quick in a 2 week break. Like, first week it goes slow. Second week,
this is
week,
Indiana, so you know, there's not much fun things you can do here.
Bro, like, we could do. You just gotta have money, bro. You can go anywhere you want. That's right.
Yeah, anywhere but this place.
Indiana's just like, it's kind of boring. Like, you got nothing to do here. Yeah. Like, just if you got no ride, no car, no nothing, you got nothing to do. Just like, this is that.
Nowhere to hide. You got no more FIFA. Beaches.
No more nothing.
No beaches, you got no mountains, you got nothing to do. You got like, what, just movie theaters and arcades maybe?
Low-key arcades are kind of fire though. The one downtown, have you been to that one? The downtown one?
I don't know.
Tilt, something like that. You haven't been there?
No.
It's fun, you should go there one time. You should go. It's fun, you can distract yourself. And then going downtown, like, it's cool because like, there's like a lot of restaurants and malls down there. Yeah. Oh, what's your favorite restaurant? Speaking about that.
Restaurant.
Like, if you had like a top three, let's like, just say a little top three. No, yeah, top three. Top three or top five, whatever you want to name.
Let's see. Number one would probably be Cracker Barrel. And like, let's see. Yeah, I would say Cracker Barrel. I love their breakfast. Their breakfast is good. Second would probably be Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Fire. I love the pork chops. The pork chops are fire, bro. I always eat them grilled pork chops. First time I had it, I was like, dude, this is amazing. Third, probably say like, let's see. There's one that was kind of like Cracker Barrel. I forgot what it was called.
Olive Garden, bro?
No.
Applebee's?
No. It was like, I think it was a breakfast area.
IHOP?
No.
Wendy's and Denny's?
No.
McDonald's?
No, another breakfast spot. I don't remember.
That's a breakfast spot only. IHOP.
I don't think it was just breakfast. I don't know. Third, I'll just say like a fast food, Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake's fire.
Cool.
Shakes
cool.
are
yeah,
good.
It's cool and basic, yeah.
Those three that I like said, I've never had them out in Cali.
You haven't?
No, maybe. No, I don't think Cracker Barrel. I've heard of Cracker Barrel, but I never had it when I was back in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Cali would have like Olive Garden, would have like, was it something Fridays? Was it Fridays?
I don't know.
What was it called? It had Fridays in it.
Like, is
Fridays,
it a restaurant, Fridays. Morning breakfast, something? What is it?
It's just like a restaurant where you just eat. It was like,
I don't know.
All right, yeah, what's it called? Friday, what?
I'm trying to remember. It was like, dude, I don't know.
You don't know?
But basically,
you got the point of it. Yeah. That's cool, yeah.
What about you?
I ain't gonna hold you back, bro. I'd probably say, it's gonna sound a little expensive, but I ain't gonna hold you back. Hurt the bill last time. It was Olive Garden. That's max.
Olive Garden, I would eat
I like that Alfredo with shrimp.
Alfredo shrimp.
And then the bread, that stuff's max.
Dude, my mom
bro.
Always makes, or not always, but like.
But once in a while, makes it.
My mom makes Alfredo pasta with like not really just shrimp, but she'll put chicken in it too.
Yeah, I know it's mass, bro.
Dude, with garlic
and then,
bread.
Yeah, and I'll say that one's first. For me, for like a go-to breakfast area would probably be IHOP for me. Basic, simple, you know, IHOP. Cool, they're just basic, cool. And then third, it always hits different every Sunday after church. I don't know if you know what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna say that Chinese buffet, bro. be dropping bread there, bro.
Which buffet?
I really don't care whichever, bro. To be honest with you.
Journeys.
Journeys is good too.
Journeys
but it's pretty far, bro. Like the drive is worth it, but it's pretty far.
The food's worth it though.
Yeah, I know, but it's a far drive. But yeah.
I've been there twice and it was like literally 1 week after the other.
It was the 20th for my mom's birthday and then the 29th of March. Oh, you told me you went back to back, didn't you? Yeah, you're lucky.
You bastard, huh?
Yeah.
It must be cool, huh?
Yeah.
It was good. But yeah, it was good. It was cool. Food.
Busing.
But yeah, it was that
food was good, bro. All right.
Yeah, well, this is a good episode was here.
With Adam.
Yeah, it was a good episode. And
yeah, we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Los Hermanitos.
Peace.